This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I'm back again, and oh, it's so good to be back here. People say, what is the Sue Freeze Show about? And so I say, it's about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connecting with people. I love connecting with people. What does that mean exactly? I don't know, but when it happens, when you connect with somebody on that deep level, it's such a refreshing feeling. People impact our lives both positively and negatively, and we then have a choice whether to react or respond. Our life is guided by our choices, which are based on our beliefs. Wisdom comes when we learn from our mistakes and those who have gone before us. Leverage all of this to take a chance. Dare to believe. Share your life experiences to create wisdom for another person's life, to plant a seed. Dare to make a difference. To live your life on purpose for a purpose. That's what the Sue Freeze Show is about. When I was asked to do this show, I don't even know how it happened other than God wanted me to be here. Don't know for how long, because it's his show, not mine. But when I was asked, it was like, wow, that is a huge, huge responsibility. Why? Because I really strive to make a difference. And I know in my heart of hearts that God has placed me here for a reason, and I want to fulfill the purpose that he placed for me here. So with that, today and every day that I'm here, I always try to get guests that would be helpful for you as a listener. And I always pray. I pray, God, please put the people on this show that are going to make a difference. Put the people on here that have something to say that's going to connect with this person that's hurting or that's going through a tough time. It's God's show. And so today we have a wonderful guest. And before I go to him, I want to let you know that you can call in because this is a live show and you can call in and be part of this show. So if you hear something and you want to know more about it, or if you just want to add something to what we're talking about, anything like that, please don't hesitate to call in. Do you have your pen ready? Write the number down. It's 888-995-5552. Again, the number, 888-995-5552. So with that, I want to introduce our guest for today. He's been on once before, and he's an amazing speaker. It's Mike Rovner, and he's a successful entrepreneur, businessman, anointed to teach Bible-based success strategies stemming from real-life experiences. And that's what it's about, real life. Mike is a firm believer in his faith, and his business practices are guided by his adherence to these beliefs. Mike is often a guest speaker, sharing his experience in business based on these principles. Mike is driven by his passion to share God's message of prosperity with a purpose and marketplace ministry in order to make a difference in the lives of people around him and everyone he meets. See, I can relate to that because I'm a business person and I want to do the same. And I try to encourage people, and biblical principles are so important to the workplace and just everyday life. Mike is the founder of Marketplace Ministries International and co-founder of Profiles for Success. Both specialize in unleashing biblical principles in the business and workplace. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Sue. Great to be here.
I'm so glad you chose to be with us today. And I'm hoping that we have some guests, some listeners that will call in. Because sometimes people tell me later, I loved what was said on your show, but I was so involved in listening that I didn't want to call in. I just wanted to hear more. And so I'm hoping someone or people call in today, because I really would like to have this interactive with more than just you and I. So I'm really encouraging people to get off the fence. I know sometimes you don't like to hear yourself on the radio. I understand that. But call in if you can. So, Mike, what are you doing now in business and ministry?
Well, in business, we have a construction company, which remodels apartment buildings, condominiums, shopping centers, and also commercial buildings. And one of the most exciting projects that we're doing right now, Sue, is that we're remodeling the Dream Center in downtown Los Angeles for Matthew and Tommy Barnett, and that ministry touches over 100,000 people a week.
I've heard about the Dream Center. In fact, I heard him speak at one of your profiles for success, and I had heard about the Dream Center, but I had never seen the people behind it that God has put in place. And when I saw the guy, I'm like, wow, he's so young. How can he be in charge of all of this? But that's God.
Yeah, it's totally God. And so we're working on that project, and we're just working on several projects. We have about 15 active construction jobs going. And so our company really, 2008 was a great year for our company, even in a down economy, and 2009 was better than 2008. And we're actually projecting now as the year ending that 2010 will be equal or better than 2009. So we're still plugging along, doing really well. And so in ministry, I'm just, we've been helping churches start outreaches for their business people. What we found is that every church has something for the youth, or they have something for the children, or something for the women. But we're finding only one out of 50 churches has something for the workplace and or the marketplace. And what from our perspective, that is the great harvest field is the marketplace.
Well, that's the future, and it's giving people more jobs and teaching people how to get a job and keep a job and for God's kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. Sue, and here's the thing is that, you know, people go to work the average person goes to work a minimum of 8 hours a day. So where they go is really their mission field. And it's they're at their job where they, their sphere of influence, where they interact with people every day. And so what we're doing is one of the main things we're doing is we're just helping churches start outreaches, training and resourcing for their workplace people. So the people that go to their church will be trained on how to win their sphere of influence for Jesus Christ, and also how to put biblical principles into practice in their job, which, you know, we found that's why our company has been so successful, is we found that the Bible is really the success book. I mean, I'm not putting the Bible into practice in my business to be successful, but that's like the byproduct of it.
I understand that totally. Sometimes when I'm in a tough decision and I think, okay, what would God do? What would Jesus do in this situation? And there are biblical principles and parables that can guide us in our everyday life. And so many Christians, we're talking to the Christians now, they separate their lives. They separate, well, okay, I go to church on Sunday, so I'm going to do this thing over here on Sunday. But then the rest of the hours spent during the week are at work, and they're so focused on work that they don't realize that we are one person, and we're all to be how we are and who we are is who we are all the time. So
yeah,
there shouldn't be the separation.
I agree totally. And you know what? Here's the thing is that, you know, we talk openly like about putting biblical
principles.
Uh-huh. Into practice in our job. And it's really not complicated stuff. It's kind of like acting with integrity on your job. It's forgiving people that treat you wrong. You know, I always tell business people, I'm like, you're going to work with people. You're basically jumping into a snake pit in your job often, and then you're expecting not to get bit. You know, we have to expect that. You know, sinners, if we're working with sinners, what do sinners do? They sin.
Right.
So, you know, and we have to learn how to, you know, not be bitter. We have to learn how to forgive people that we work with. I mean, you know, one of the greatest things that I ever was able to learn how to do, Sue, was that I learned to work with difficult people. I mean, you know, sometimes, like, if, you know, as Christians, we'll be working with people, and we'll think if they're a difficult person, then they're from the devil, and that we shouldn't even be working with them. But once you can push through working with a difficult person, I mean, they end up being, you know, maybe a great person to work with, and also you get the opportunity to make an impact on them for Jesus Christ.
That is so true, and that's happened many times with me. And learning, we have to understand other people, and we have to put other people before ourselves. And part of that is just understanding them. It doesn't mean agreeing. It means understanding.
Yeah, totally. I 100% agree. I mean, there lies another principle would be like Philippians 2:2, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others as you consider yourself. And so I think that's, you know, that's another great principle that people can put into practice in their job. And so I think what happens too is we put the Bible into practice, you know, in our lives basically, but specifically in our jobs, then we become a great witness for Jesus Christ.
The word servant comes to mind. I used to be heavily involved in my church before I bought Ecola. And when I was, I enjoyed it so much, I didn't get paid for it. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, money drives and money is a motivator. It's really not. It's feeling like you're doing something worthwhile. And so when I was doing all the things I was doing with church and I had to step down, well, first of all, when I was doing those things, there were difficult people that I couldn't get to usher the way I wanted to usher. And I'd be so frustrated because I couldn't fire them. Right.
Yeah.
So in the workplace, you know, we do have that kind of thing where, you know, you are going to do it the way Ecola wants it done, or, you know, maybe we need to separate and you go your way, I go mine. That's true. But they might have something that is bothering them and we have to get to the bottom of that. And then maybe we can resolve it. And then maybe we learn something from that, which is opportunity for improvement. So all those things said, servanthood is when you go to work, who are you working for?
Right. Great. That's really super good. Sue, is, you know, one of the things that I realized and we try to instill in the people we work with is that, you know, our clients are owners, they're institutional owners, real estate investment trust companies, and we're a contractor. So when we're doing a job for them, we work for them. And what does that mean? It means that we're putting their interests in front of ours. I mean, we're trying to figure out, you know, how and what they are trying to accomplish and trying to become part of their team to accomplish it. They're not, you know, they're not in business for us. We're in business for them. I mean, they're our clients, so we're working for them. I mean, it has to, you know, we have to be able to do a job or do a service for someone and make a profit so that we can keep, you know, obviously so we can keep our lights on and that, you know, we need to make a profit. But the bottom line is that we're working for them. And I think that that's something that people that own their own business and also people that are working for a company, they forget that when you're working for someone, you work for them and their interests, right?
And if you're a Christian, you're working for God. Sometimes your boss might not be the best boss, but you still have an opportunity or an obligation to work for God and do your best at all times. I think sometimes people, whether you're Christian or not, I just have this strong belief in this inner drive within me that if I'm going to place my hand or put my name or put any energy at all, that I think a biblical principle is that you get out what you put in, number one. And number two is that if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, or I'm going to say, I'm not going to take that on right now. So those that are listening, if you're going to do anything, you do it for God if you're a Christian. But whether you're a Christian or not, which I'm hoping we all get to where we believe and we understand the love of Christ and how he died for us and sacrificed for us so much. But until then, when you go to work, give it your all, 100%. All when you're working, give 100%. And like you said, we spend a lot of hours at work.
Right.
And we need to understand our gifts that God gave us so that we can apply those gifts and feel good and significant and purposeful in whatever we put our hand on. So I'm hoping that that's what happens and that what, you know, listeners listening, that they understand. If you're not happy in your workplace, what would you say to those people, Mike? If somebody's not happy in their workplace, what would be your guide? What would you tell those people?
Well, I would have to say if somebody is not happy with their job, I would tell them two things. Either, you know, change your attitude and be able to work with joy in your job, or resign and find a new job that you could be happy at. Because if you're not happy and you're not, you're at your job and you're totally unhappy, then, you know, the way you act and your countenance is going to come out, you know, in your work. And that's definitely not going to be a good example of Christ for you in your job. So either, you know, pray and ask God to help you and change your heart and change your attitude, or resign and get a new job.
That's good advice. This is the Sue Free Show at 99.5 KKLA. The phone number to call in is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. And if you're not, near radio and you wanted to listen, I want everybody to know that you can stream this radio show with KKLA.com. And it's nice because the signal goes a lot further on the computer than it does on the radio. So it's nice to have that. Mike, tell us a little about how you got started. Let's hear a little bit about your story.
Well, you know, I started out in the construction arena. The first job I ever had, actually, Sue, was I was 17 years old, and I was there was a man that owned a drywall and acoustic ceiling repair company. He used to spray acoustic ceilings, and he lived across the street from my house. And I got a job working for him, and what he would do is he'd kind of leave me on the job and let me do a lot of the work myself. And then as the months went on, he would basically just leave me on the job site and let me do all the work myself. So that's how I learned how to do my first, my first construction trade. And what would happen was by the time I was done with the job, I would actually get the check from the owner and be out front waiting for him. So I did that for like 6 or 8 months. And then after that, I decided, hey, this isn't very hard. Maybe I could do this on my own.
That didn't take long for you to come up with that conclusion.
No, and so I was kind of an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and I kind of wanted to do it on my own. And then I worked for one of my uncles, and he was a handyman, and this was in my early 20s, and this is before I accepted Christ. So I was working for my uncle, and we would work kind of off and on, and what happened was he cut his hand really super badly on a table saw, and he cut some nerves, and it was really bad. And so he's on medication and not being able to go out onto job bids. And so we weren't working, and so I was kind of just home, and the phone would ring, and, we'd get opportunities for jobs. And finally I asked him, Sue, I said, his name is Rick. I said, Uncle Rick, is it all right if I go out on some of these estimates? And he said, sure, no problem. So I started going out on these estimates. And what happened was I would get almost every job that I'd go out and estimate. And that's where I really found out, this is in my early 20s, that I was really a good salesman and a real good estimator and a project manager. I never was really good at the work part. And I think for the listeners, I would tell you is find out what you're really good at, what you're passionate about. I was never good at actually doing the construction work. So if I would have continued on just doing the work, I never would have been successful in my trade, but I figured out what I was good at was estimating, and I was good at sales, and I was good at kind of managing the projects. I mean, one of the things I find is that sometimes you'll find people that are super good at the actual doing or applying whatever the job is, maybe in the construction arena. They'd be really good at carpentry, and then they go and try to start their own business and become a salesperson, and they just fall flat on their face.
Right.
Because what they're really good at is actually the mechanics of the work. And so, if you're really good at the mechanics of the work, then hire somebody or team up with somebody that's really good in sales.
The gift thing is so amazing, to learn your gifts and learn where God has called you to go. I talk about that at work because there's people that, they talk about the round hole and the peg and it not fitting and all those things. And to find people that feel good about what they're doing. It's usually things that you're good at, like if people in school, if there's subjects that you liked in school, you probably were very good at those subjects. For instance, I was good with spelling. So I loved spelling because I was good at it. I wasn't so good with history. So history wasn't my big thing.
Yeah.
So I think everybody, even from high school, even before high school, in elementary school, there were things that you were good at. I was good at dodgeball. So I was athletic, but there were other people that were better at other things than I was. So we need to look at what we're good at and work within our gifts.
Right. I agree.
And it helps us in business and at home. It just makes you feel more fulfilled when you're working within your strengths. And there's tests and programs that you could take to help you if you're not sure. In fact, in the church I was working in, there was a spiritual gifts class that we went through the class, and then I was actually the person that would help pinpoint the gifts that God had given us, and then I would pinpoint where they would serve because that would feel good for them. So it's nice to know where your gifts are, and if you need help in that, there are places you can go to get, like, what are some? Do you know some names of some testing that you can do? Briggs and Myers is one. There's a lot of different ones that you can learn what your gifts are. And it's really, really interesting information. How did you get started in your ministry?
Before I tell you that, I just wanted to tell a little bit about my testimony of how I came to know Christ, because
it kind of ties into
where I'm at. I shared that, you know, like I felt like from a young businessman, I had the entrepreneurial skill set. And what happened is, if you read my bio, Sue, it says that I had been an entrepreneur from the age of 13. And I know you know my story. My testimony is that I was a drug dealer from the age of 13.
No, really?
Yes. And so what happened is that lifestyle went on until I was in my mid-20s, and I met Janet, this woman who's now my wife, and she was a backslidden Christian. And basically what happened was, I always tell people, Sue, when you fall in love with a woman, you'll do just about anything they ask. And
I've heard that numerous times. Yes.
And so she asked me to go to church. And, you know, so here I am, a drug dealer, and she drags me to this church. And after the service, she drags me up to the front, and there's a little woman there. And the woman says, repeat this prayer after me. And here was a prayer. It's a very simple prayer. God, come into my life and take the things out that you want out and put the things that you want in Jesus' name. Really simple, correct?
Right.
And so the very next day, an exciting thing happened is my house got raided by the police.
Oh, my goodness.
I always tell people, be careful for what you pray for. It might just happen.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary stuff.
And so, you know, I was in jail that night. See, when I cried out to God, and I said, God, how could you do this to me? I just gave you my life. And I really, first time I ever sensed that God was actually, you know, speaking to my spirit. And I really felt like God said, I did this for you. I have a new plan for your life. And then, so Jan and I, we got married, and we found it. We prayed, and we found a local church, and we went there in Simi Valley. And so I had a small drywall repair business, like I was telling you about. I had started my own business after I stopped working for my uncle. And so, you know, obviously I was born again now, and I quit doing everything. I quit doing drugs. I quit being involved with it. You know, I totally changed my friends. I mean, that's what I always tell people. I mean, if you want to get to somewhere that you're not at right now, sometimes you have to change the people you're hanging around with.
So I agree with that.
I mean, all the people that I hung around with, I just stopped hanging around with. And especially after I started going to church, they thought it was really weird. So they just totally avoided me. But you know, one of the coolest things is, you know, tons of those people have now gotten born again over the last 18 years. This was 18 years ago. And so I went to this church where the pastors in Simi Valley, New Beginnings Church in Simi Valley, and the pastors are like professors of the Word of God, and they would just teach the Word of God, and I would just take what I learned on Sunday, and I put it into practice on Monday in my little drywall repair business. And so we went from doing jobs of $100 jobs to $500 jobs to the job today at the Dream Center that we're doing is $25 million.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. But you know
what?
It's God. It's totally God. You're being faithful. And look what God does. It's much bigger than you probably ever thought of.
Yeah. You know what's really cool is, like, Jen and I, we just got married. It was like 1994.
Uh-huh.
And I'm upstairs. You know, I'm doing drywall repair at the time. And, you know, I have a little business, and we're just barely getting by. We have two little kids. And I'm upstairs sleeping, and she was watching TBN. And Matthew Barnett and Tommy Barnett were on the TV. They just had bought in the Dream Center.
Hmm.
And so they had all this work that needed to be done there. And my wife calls me up, and I come downstairs, and I go, yes, you know, what do you want? And she goes, oh, you know, look at on TV, these people just bought this building, and I think you're supposed to go help them. And
oh,
I'm like, whatever. And I just went back upstairs and went to sleep. And, you know, I told them that story when I interviewed for the job to their board of directors.
Oh, my.
And here it was 15 years later.
Wow.
Everything I learned in that 15 years positioned me to work on that Dream Center building in downtown Los Angeles, that 15-story building, you know, that's helping, that's impacting 100,000 people per week, feeding 30,000 people every week, you know, 200 and some odd ministries that go out of that building. And the really cool thing, Sue, is that, you know, we were able to, you know, take their budget. At one time, they were told that the job was going to be $41 million.
Mm.
And we've been able to get that, and more than, you know, at this point right now, we've been able to cut it in half. So it's so exciting to see what God has done.
You know, I actually want to visit the Dream Center because I've heard so much about it. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare.
But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Welcome back to the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm going to change the pace a little bit now because there's so many people that ask me about what I do when I'm not on the show, and I am known as the Termite Lady, and I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, and Ecola is Effective Combinations of Lasting Alternatives, and the reason we came up with that acronym is I bought the company from two men, and I didn't understand what Ecola meant or what the connection was. So we just came up with an acronym. But we also say that it's ecological solutions because that's what we're about. Ecola has been voted best green exterminator for 3 years in a row. Right now, I think it's going to go for 4, which is great. We've been in business since 1983. So we're a reputable company that has been in business a long time. And that's important to you as a listener or future customer or current customer because you don't want to call the company that you have paid money to do a service and find out they're no longer in business, which is happening a lot right now with the economy the way it is and everything that's happening. There's a lot of companies that are no longer around to service you and take care of you. Ecola is strong. We've been here a long time and we're there because we care and we want to take care of you. So if you're a current customer, I just want to say with great gratitude, thank you so very much for the opportunity to be able to serve you. And for those that haven't called us or needed us or don't know if you need us, which is probably the case, we look forward to that phone call or the internet, you know, going on the website, ecolatermite.com, and looking us up. We do have a video on there, and the video it kind of explains and shows the methods that we offer. I wanted to come on today to just explain some of the common asked questions because I kind of equate searching for a termite company two ways. It's like going to the dentist. It's not pleasant. It really is not a pleasant experience, at least until you meet Ecola. But we try to make it the most pleasant it can be, which means, you know, you find out you have termites. You're not sure if you have termites. You want to just forget about it and think it's going to go away. But, you know, the news is that it's not going to go away. Termites never stop eating. They're constantly chewing, constantly eating. And they could be in your home. That is a fact. And so they can be inside a stud of wood for up to 5 years without you knowing they're there. So it is important that you have an inspection done. And how do you know if you have termites? Sometimes you will know. How will you know? If you find evidence such as multicolored coffee grounds, they look like that, around a door jamb, in the garage, you know, around the garage door, around, in a window seal. If you find that, then you do have a termite problem. There is no doubt you have a termite problem. Swarmers. People say, what are swarmers? Swarmers are a termite that has two jobs to do within a two-week period. They've overpopulated their current colony, and they need to find a new place to live. Now, that could be at your house or the next door neighbor's house, but they need to find a new place to live. They don't like to work hard, so they're going to find an easy entrance to a home to do the damage that they do. And then they have babies, and then they raise their termites, and then, again, the process and the cycle starts all over and keeps going. The one thing is they find a new place to live so they can start producing. The other thing they do is they want to find someone to produce with. And I kind of joke about this because they only have 2 weeks to do this because they lose their wings. So at first they're flying around looking for the perfect mate. And when the wings fall off, they're going to drop to the ground and they're going to have to love the one they fall next to. So it's kind of funny in a sense, but that's the true fact is they have 2 weeks to do two things, find a place to live and to find the termite that they're going to produce their family with. So those are two questions that are asked. How can I tell if I have termites? The one thing is the, you know, evidence. The other thing is if you see swarmers, they look for light, they come to the window, they smash against the window, and they come in swarms, meaning that there's just not one or two of them. There's a whole slew of them. So that's the answer to those questions. The next question is, what are termite treatments available? Because there are a multitude of termite treatments available. And the good news for E. coli is that we have all of the alternatives available to you. And that's a plus, because there are companies out there that say they have alternatives because they see that there is money to be made in the alternatives. And green is so big now, and I say E. coli was green before green was anything more than a color, and that's a fact also. But the different methods that we have and we're known for is that, number one, we were founded on the electro gun. Now, the electro gun, there are companies out there that'll say it doesn't work. Well, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be certified. It's tried and true. Everything has its limits, and we're only as good as those that do the services. With anything in life, you're only as good as those doing the services. So, electro gun is 90,000 volts of electricity that looks for the path of least resistance, and all these electrical currents will go to that path of least resistance, go up that canal and shoot the termite and zap them. And that's one process. Now, the beauty of that is that we can scan wood. That's one method of the electrogun method, but there are other methods. But if you have hardwood floors, do you really want to drill into those hardwood floors? I have hardwood floors, and I know that I don't want to drill into my hardwood floors. So there's an opportunity to use the electrogun in that. If you're just joining in, you're listening to The Sue Free Show, and we are talking about E. coli, termite, and pest management services, because I do have a show, but I also own a termite company, and I've owned this company for recently. I just had my 11-year anniversary, and I've been in the business 30 years as it stands, and so I think that I could be called an expert. There are different licenses and certifications that you need to do what we do. It's not like getting pool service is done or gardening, because we are very strongly regulated by state agencies. It's very important that you have a company that has all of the qualifications to do the service right, to be there the next year, that you can depend on. We also have the A+ Better Business Bureau rating. So I'm very proud to say that I'm part of E. coli, and we've been around since 1983. So I really, really, really would love the opportunity to take care of you. I want to help you, though, because the process, I said it was like going to the dentist, because it's not fun to get this termite situation handled. I also equate it to buying a mattress, because recently I had to buy a mattress. And during that time, I realized that not all mattresses are the same, because you have so many springs per area. You have pillow, you have this, you have the heat, you have the summer. There are so many things. I was overwhelmed. And so to those that don't really want to get that full education, even though it's a very important decision, and we at E. coli know it's an important decision, and we want you to make the right decision. So I want to set you at ease. I want to tell you that we will make it as hassle-free as possible to get your termite or your pest control taken care of, that when you call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS, that you will have a friendly customer service rep answer your questions. They will pick up the phone, and they will answer your questions, because we want you to feel comfortable with your decision. And how does this work? People say, well, what happens? Okay, we call you, then what happens? Well, what happens next is that we schedule an appointment. And during this appointment, we will ask you specific questions. Your square footage, do you see evidence? How long have you seen the evidence? Where do you see the evidence? When was your last inspection? Did you have any work done? Were you fumigated? All of these things. And all of those questions help us individualize the best solution for your individual needs. And we pride ourselves, I know pride's not a good thing, but we pride ourselves at being the best at figuring out what it is you need personally. We have a lot of customers that are chemically sensitive, that have elderly people that cannot leave their home, and we can take care of a situation. Even in those types of situations, we can take care of it. So you need to call us, 800-332-BUGS, and if you have a BlackBerry, it's 2847. So the inspector comes out, he does a free inspection. And when he's done with his inspection, he's going to come back in, and he's going to sit down with you if you want him to. And he's going to answer your questions. He's going to tell you what he found, where he found, if he found. If he didn't find anything, I have numerous people that have asked us to come. And we go back in and say, you know what? Right now you don't have a situation. You don't have a problem. So thank you very much. And we'll see you maybe next year. But if you do have a situation, then we're going to give you the options available to you. and we have many options. It used to be that fumigation was the only option, but it is no longer the only option. We have different methods that we can use. For instance, we already talked about the E-gun, but we also have the heat process. And I'm very, very proud to be one of the first to offer the heat process. And we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern and some Central California, mostly along the coast, because termites like the same thing we do. We like to live along the coast. We love the climate. So do they. But the heat process is clean, hot air. People say, oh, does it melt anything? Does it burn anything? Is it going to dry up my wood? And all of those questions we answer. And it's clean, hot air. The ambient temperature inside a room has to reach around 180, but the goal is to reach 130 temperature inside the wood that we're treating that has the termites in it. Well, how do you know you're reaching temperature? How do you know that you're getting that wood up to temperature would be in the next question. And the answer is that we put probes inside the middle of the wood so that we can, on an every 30-minute basis, we are checking the temperature to make sure that we get it up to temperature and hold the temperature longer than what the tests have proven to be deadly for the termites. And the added benefits of the heat process is that it deodorizes, it sanitizes. So if you have a urine smell from pets or you have a smoking situation where you want to get rid of the smoke smell, we can take care of all of that also. The next thing we do is that we have borate treatments. And borates, it used to be that when you fumigated or did any type of termite method, the termites could come back the next day. And they still can. People say, how long is the treatment good for? It's as good as long as we are there and we're treating. After that, it's a welcome mat for those termites to re-enter wherever it is they left or a new family begins. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. We do the inspection. We tell you what you have, if you have, and we give you the options. I've mentioned electric gun. I've mentioned heat. We have microwave. For small sections, we can do the microwave. Also, the borate treatments. It's like table salt. And anything in big portions could be bad for you, but even salt can be bad for you. But it has a residual up to 20 years. So you have this added protection now that we didn't used to have. And we treat all the wood with that. We treat the area that's exposed and open. People say, well, when's the best time to have your treatment? And I'll say, if you ever have open walls, if you're remodeling, you should do this before you paint. And you should do it when your walls are open. Those are questions that are asked frequently. So if you have a plan, like in November, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you have a plan to do any remodeling or upgrading your home or whatnot, you have to do things in the proper order so that you get the best results. And once you've already had the termite work done, any holes drilled and filled, that's the best time to get the paint done, because then you're going to have that beautiful look of that freshly painted wood. So that's what you want to do. There are certain treatments that can only be done on bare wood, so you want to do things in the proper order. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time so you can plan ahead for when that time comes when you need to have the service done. We also have pest control now, and pest control, I've been doing pest control for over 30 years, but E. coli took on pest control about 2.5 years ago, and we do it the green way. We look for opportunities to do it to where we don't put as much or, if all, chemicals or those things on your property. The goal is to keep the bugs, these pests out of your home. It doesn't mean to eradicate them completely, because they have a purpose here. God created them. But what we want to do is we want to keep them out of your living area so that you can live comfortably without roaches, without ants, without fleas biting you. You want to live comfortably in your own home. But you also, they need to be like in your garden. They help with your garden. So you want to have them out where they need to be, but you don't need to be living right with them. So what we do is we treat the first time initial service, we come and we do a complete clean out, meaning we do inside and out. And then from there, we will do a reoccurring service, either a monthly, every other month, or quarterly. Our products break down within a month and a half. So we cannot guarantee that you will not see a bug for 3 months if you go on a quarterly service, because the products are made to break down to keep our environment healthy and flourishing. So we have to work within those guidelines, and we do. If you're living on an anthill, then I would suggest you go on a monthly service. And those are questions we ask you, how often you see, how many do you see, so that we can help determine what would be the best service, the best choice for you. We are every other month, I will let you know, is the most economical of all the choices. And so I always recommend that people go, if they can, on the every other month service. So I'm hoping I'm answering your most frequently asked questions. And the main goal for me to even discuss all of this is because Ecola cares. And you can show that you care, too, by calling Ecola. And the reason I say that is because we care about you. We care about your home. Your home is your most expensive investment. And we want to keep it termite-free if we can. And the way you do that is you call Ecola, let us come out, do the inspection. We'll tell you what you have if you have. Then your method of treatment can be brought to you so that you can make the educated choice for your situation. Then from there, we offer a service warranty. There's companies out there that don't even offer this. And the reason they don't offer it is because they would rather you go 3 years, because we all know termites will come back, just like we all know ants will come back. But the thing is that we put you on a service warranty, which is a fraction of the original cost. It will cost you less to go on our service warranty than it costs for you to have a gardener, a pool man, any of those things. And like I said before, we are highly regulated, and there are certifications and licensing that we have to pay for and we have to keep up on. So we are the experts. And why not have the experts come and do their service? We can actually put less product on your home and in the environment than you. Why? Because we know where to place it. We know where they live. We know their habits. We know what they like, what they dislike, and we can treat in the areas that we need to treat in order to get rid of the problem. So I highly recommend that don't put this on your honey-do list. Don't do it. Just if the honey-do list is to get it done, put the on the honey-do list, call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. I like that. I'm going to use that in a commercial later. Anyway, just have us do it. Don't put this on your honey-do list other than to call Ecola, because we are the experts. This is the Sue Free Show, the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking about termites and pests. And, you know, it's so easy for me to just keep going and keep going because I talk about this every day. It is a business. We run it like a business. But we have a team of experts, and we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern California and a little central. And we are here to take care of you, and we want to do it the less invasive way. We want to do it as hassle-free as we possibly can. People say, well, how long do I have to move out for? Do I have to prepare? Do I, you know, all of these questions, because that's part of the hassle, isn't it? If you've ever had a fumigation, then you know. It's not fun. It's not a fun experience, but it is a necessary experience. And if you take care of things when they're small, anything in life, we know this, it's a life experience, a life lesson. Take care of things when they're small. If you have a car and you don't get the oil changed, you're going to end up having to buy yourself a new engine. And I can guarantee you it was a lot cheaper buying that oil than it would be to replace your engine. Same thing applies here. If you have a termite or you suspect you have a termite problem, they don't stop eating. So you need to call the expert. We are the expert, Ecola Services, and we offer you choices. We say that we offer smart choices, simple solutions, problem solved, and the newest one is mother approved, because I'm a mother and I have a personal story. And my story is that I have a son, and my son, growing up from the age of 2, had asthma. He had asthma really bad. And every year, 2 times a year in February and November, I was rushing him to the hospital because he had asthma attacks, and he'd be throwing up because he couldn't breathe, and he would cough. And it was just, as a mother, it's the most painful thing to see your children suffer. You just don't want to see your kids suffer. So I had to learn what his allergies were. I had to have allergy testing done. I had to find out what was causing these episodes, what was causing my son to feel such pain and such shortness of breath. That's such a scary feeling. And what I found out were what he was allergic to. And then I had to take precaution, and I had to do things differently so that I could keep him to be able to breathe in his indoor situation. So indoor air quality is such a huge thing, and it's going to get only bigger as time goes on, what we breathe. And with all the new construction going on, it's causing us to be environments that are even less safe and comfortable than before, because our homes are no longer porous. I don't want to get off track here, but with all of the new synthetic materials that we're building with, the building doesn't have a chance to breathe. Therefore, things are held in, bacteria is held in, and that's where the mold comes from, and all of those things. And we need to have good air inside. And air inside is so much more important than the air outside because it's kind of held in. So it's important that you open up your windows and get the fresh air through and, you know, just have that air circulating. Getting back to my son and his asthma episodes and why this is so important is I learned that part of the problem were chemicals. And so I bought this company because I knew there was such a need, personally, mother approved, that I wanted to make sure that anything I had in my house and anything that I did, that I wasn't going to cause my son to suffer more and to not be able to breathe. I wanted him to be able to breathe. We all need to breathe. Sometimes I have to remind myself to do that personally, but you know where I'm going with this. So that's how this whole thing started with E. coli, for me to have E. coli and the passion that I have with it. It's not, people used to say when I'd go to a party, they'd say, so what do you do for a living, Sue? And I'll say, oh, I kill termites. And then I realized, no, that's not what I do. What I do is I protect people's most expensive investments, their home, from termite damage. But also I'm protecting the family. I'm protecting their pets from all of these things that go on, disease, air quality, all of these things. And so it's so important. And I'm hoping you're hearing my passion and my heart here that I think it's so important that you call E. coli and let us help you get the best and do the best for your family, for your friends, for your pets, for our environment. So call us today, 1-800-332-BUGS. The numbers are 2847. Really, really, really please call us. Don't wait for you to have a problem to call us. Call us now and let us see if you have a problem. Once you go on the service warranty, we'll be coming out on a yearly basis, an annual basis, and we will do a termite inspection, and we will keep the problem small. Keep the problem small. That's what we have to do. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So I'm just going to go through some questions right now and answer them as quick as I can. Are there different types of termites? Yes, there are. The two main ones that we deal with are subterraneans, which are in the ground. And normally March, April, May, June is when those come out and show their ugly little heads to you, pretty little heads to me. And in the summertime is when the drywoods come out. And the drywoods have red heads and then they have dark-colored bodies. People say, well, which one does more damage? They both do damage. But the smaller one, which is the subterraneans, actually do more damage. Why that is, I don't know why. They just do. They're subterraneans, which means they're in the ground, but they use their own, excuse the expression, but fecal matter to make tubes, and they build their tubes, and they can go all the way up to the attic. So they don't just stay in the ground, and they eat on tree wood, cellulose debris underneath your house, all of those things. So you need to get those things taken care of, and you need to call E. coli to take care of them. What alternative methods? I think I went through that already. We have all of them in our arsenal. We believe that they're limited in scope, and we use them when we can in the limited aspect in which they can be used. But it's nice to have them so you don't always have to tent, fumigate, bag. Those are all the words for it. Orange oil. Orange oil is brought up a lot. And all I can say is I have the same gallon I've had for the last 3 years. If I felt it was necessary, if I felt it was the best, I would be using it a whole lot more. I know it's had a lot of press. And now there's a company that used to be on the radio all the time that's not even in business anymore. And there's a lot of customers that are calling me wanting me to take over their service. And I can't take over their service because I don't think that it's the best product, and that was the product that they were using mostly. So I can't just take over their service. I would be happy to do an inspection and start out fresh, but that's all I can do. Do you have to vacate? Well, if we do local treats, no, you don't have to vacate. If you fumigate, they tint the whole house, so yes, you'll have to vacate. With our heat process, it does reach kind of warm areas, but if we're doing a room or a section of the house, then the other section you could be in, and I have done that. I've shot commercials like that. So those are the things that I wanted to express and explore with you and let you know. So you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5. And until we meet again, have a wonderful, blessed day. And call E. coli, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-2847, or website, ecolitermite.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great day.
Forgiven and loved, child, you're forgiven and loved, child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved, child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home. your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.